Wagon tails and a book that's full. Clients who return, that's the rule. More pet grooming, clients.com. A fluffy clean and the bookings grow. More pet grooming, clients.com.
This is the More Pet Grooming Clients podcast, short practical audio for pet groomers who want more calls and more booked work. I'm Steve Meitler, the editor. Today's episode, what a new grooming client is actually worth, and why most shops price like she is worth one groom. The six-week cadence turns a $75 groom into a four-figure client. Here's the math, what it means for ad budgets, and the checkout sentence that decides it. Someone will call your shop this week and offer you leads at $45 each. The instinct is to laugh, because your full groom is $75, and a $45 lead is more than half the sale. That instinct is right about the seller, and wrong about the arithmetic. Whether $45 is absurd or cheap depends entirely on one number in your business, and most owners have never measured it. The number. A dog on a six-week cycle gets about 9 grooms a year. At $75, that is $675 annually. The average grooming client stays 2 to 3 years before moving, changing dogs, or drifting. So a retained client is worth $2,300 to $2,000 in revenue. Against that, a $45 lead that books is not expensive. It is one of the better trades available to a local business. Now run it the other way. A client who books once and never returns is worth $75. That same $45 lead just cost you 60% of the sale, before product, before labor, before rent. You did not buy a client. You bought a single transaction at a loss. The entire question is retention, and the entire retention question is decided in about 8 seconds at the counter. The 8 seconds, shops that ask for the next appointment at checkout, every client, before the leash goes back on, book somewhere between 55% and 75% of them forward. Shops that send a text a week later land nearer 20%. The gap is not the script, it is the moment. The dog is clean, the owner is genuinely pleased with how she looks, and the calendar is open on the screen in front of both of you. A week later, the feeling has faded, and the text arrives during a meeting. The sentence is not complicated. Bailey is on about an 8-week coat, so she is due the second week of November. I have the same Thursday morning slot. Want me to hold it? Two specifics do the work, naming the dog and naming the cadence her coat actually needs. You are not asking for a favor. You are telling a client what her dog requires and offering the convenient version of it. What changes when rebooking goes from 20% to 65%? Assume 30 new clients a month? At 20% forward booking, 6 of them stay. 24 leave, and next month you have to buy 30 more strangers to stand still. Your marketing budget is a treadmill and your calendar never fills. At 65%, 19 and a half stay, the book compounds. Within a year, the same 30 new clients a month have you booked 3 weeks out, at which point you stop advertising and start raising prices, which is the position every grooming owner says they want. Same shop, same groomers, same prices. One habit at the counter. It also flips the ad question. At 20% retention, almost nothing you can buy is profitable, which is why so many groomers conclude that marketing does not work for grooming. At 65%, you can comfortably pay $50 for a booked client through Google Ads and still be well ahead by the second visit. The leaks around it. Rebooking is the big one. Three smaller leaks sit next to it and are worth closing in the same month. Missed calls. Both your hands are on a dog. A caller who does not reach you calls the next groomer and stays there for years. So a missed call in this trade costs a client life, not a job. Missed call text back, sent within seconds and ending in a question, recovers a real share of them. Put your own figures in the calculator. No shows. A 3-hour Saturday hole cannot be refilled. Reminders at 48 hours and the morning of, a card on file, and a same-day cancel fee at half the groom price. Enforced, not just written. The overdue list. Every shop has clients who were on 8 weeks and are now at 14. They have not left. They have drifted. One personal text with the dog's name fills more slots than any advertisement, and it costs nothing. Where to start? Do not start with ads. Start Monday with the checkout sentence and put a tally sheet by the card reader. Asked, booked. Count it for 4 weeks. If your booked forward rate is under 40%, you have found the most valuable project in your business, and no amount of new traffic will substitute for it. then look outward. The median grooming business on Google has 38 reviews, 40% have fewer than 25, and 26.3% have no website at all, so the field you are competing against is thinner than it feels. Once the back door is closed, opening the front one becomes worth doing. Check where you stand in the benchmark report. Rebooking sequences, reminders, and missed call text back are all part of the free 14-day trial. Text or call 385-832-6175. That's the episode. The written version of this guide, with every number and a checklist you can print, is on the site, morepetgroomingclients.com. Everything we cover there is offered as a free 14-day trial for pet groomers. No card, no contract, nothing to cancel. Text or call 385-832-6175 to start, or use the form on the site. Thanks for listening.